We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Jerry. Let's just say good morning to Matt Rausch here on WCCO from TV Guide and TV Insider. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How's it going, Dave?
Pretty good. Pretty busy. You're keeping me busy because every week I monitor what you do. Tell me, and I pretty much follow along. So I want to ask you, though, about what's going on in with these reboots, and there's seems to be kind of the thing lately.
Oh, yeah. They are not going away. Nowadays, it's harder and harder for TV networks to get people to eyeball new projects. And so if you can resell a title that was popular once upon a time, that gives you at least a halfway start. And in this case, the latest one to come along is going to happen on Thursday on the CW, and it's a reboot of Walker, as in Walker, Texas Ranger. This will be a very different version of Walker than the Chuck Norris series that was so popular on CBS years ago. It's going to be a much younger version of the character played by Jared Padalecki, who's just coming off a 15-year run of Supernatural. He thought he was going to get a rest, and then the CW came to him and said, let's do Walker. And so Jared Padalecki remains a big star on the CW, and he's going to be leading more with his emotions than his fists, it appears, that the storyline has him returning to his family after a couple of years undercover, but his wife has been killed, and so he's got to reconnect with his family that he's pretty distant from, so it becomes a family story as well as an action hero story, and of course he'll stay as a Texas Ranger, so there'll be cases of the week, and it'll be that show. At the moment, Chuck Norris does not seem to be having any presence on the show, although he had to give his blessing, which also means I'm sure he got a good payday out of it. But at the moment, there were no talks about Chuck Norris making some kind of an appearance, but if the show's a big hit, maybe that'll happen somewhere down the road.
Yeah, well, because I thought I saw earlier this morning that Doogie Howser might get back together and do
They're talking too. About a new version of Doogie that would be a very different kind of show, a very different kind of Doogie. My mind won't tell me exactly what that is, but yes, any title that resonates from the past, you'll probably see it on TV again in the future.
Let me ask you about this week, Matt, because the celebration for the inauguration, what will that be like?
Well, it won't be like any other inauguration you've ever seen, that's for sure. And there's been a lot of reporting, of course, about how Washington is so clamped down. I used to live on Capitol Hill, and I can only imagine what that would be like right now if you can't get off of Capitol Hill because it's so contained. But the inauguration itself, of course, will be covered like a news event. But there will be some performance aspect to it, including Lady Gaga singing the national anthem, and Jennifer Lopez is going to perform as well during the ceremony itself. But at night, the inaugural committee has put together a program of celebration that will air on most networks in prime time, and that's being called Celebrating America. And they're going to apparently go all over the country with it'll be a virtual event, of course, because there's no going to be gatherings. You're not going to see the balls this year, all that sort of a thing. But performances by people like John Legend and Foo Fighters and Bruce Springsteen and Bon Jovi, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, some pretty heavy hitters there as opposed to 4 years ago. So there are going to be some performances, but also a focus on everyday heroes. You're going to have narration from Kerry Washington and Eva Longoria, and they will be introducing stories of, like, I think, real people and real heroes. So the idea is to really just not just focus on Washington, D.C., but take it to the whole country at large. And it's going to be airing on most of the major networks. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and PBS are going to cover it as well. But notably, not on the list right now are the Fox Broadcasting and Fox News Channel, so make of that what you will.
Jeopardy in transition. Were you okay with Ken Jennings first week?
I really was, and almost all the mail I got on it during the first week was saying that they really thought he was doing a fine job. I think he was so respectful of Alex from the very start, taking the stage, and has almost all through the week was giving anecdotes about his association with the show and his association with Alex, and also just his enthusiasm for the game became so clear almost immediately that many of the things, his interplay with the players and always keeping the focus on the players the way that Alex always did. I think he was very respectful to the tradition of the show and just keeping the show going. And there's going to be many more guest hosts to come, but Jennings will be doing this for several weeks, at least 6 weeks. But coming down the pike, you're going to see Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers of the NFL, who is a former Celebrity Jeopardy champ. You have Bill Whitaker of 60 Minutes and Big Bang Theory's Mayim Bialik, who's also a neuroscientist. So she's smart enough to be a host of Jeopardy, or at least a guest host of Jeopardy. And I don't think we should be looking at these as auditions. It's possible that one of these will become a full-time host down the road, but the show itself is not giving any hint as to what they're planning to do full-time. But for now, they're just bringing people on who I think will be able to carry the show forward and allow us to keep enjoying the best quiz show that was ever made for television.
Yeah, a University of Minnesota professor won on Jeopardy on Friday, by the way.
See, that's
as
fun.
Well. Hey, Matt, how do I get to read more? Where do I go to read more from Matt Rausch during the week?
Well, let's see. My stuff is on TVInsider.com. And, of course, every 2 weeks we have an issue of TV Guide magazine that comes out. So we just keep covering it, and there's always more of it. And the streaming, it just becomes, you know, it's the real headache for everybody is just trying to figure out what's airing where. And we talked a while back about Discovery Plus, and people think that their favorite shows on all the different Discovery channels are going behind a paywall. Sometimes that's true, but for the most part, it's more about that's where the library of shows are, and that's where, like, spinoffs of some of your favorite personalities are going to have special things on the streaming service. But streaming is really changing the way we're watching TV, and that's not going to change.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Matt, never enough time, but always appreciate the time we get. Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Dave.
Matt Rausch, TV Insider here on WCCO. It's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.